Hello, Kermit the Frog here. Welcome to Ridiculous Ramblings. Here's Amy to start the show.
Yay! Thank you, Kermit, for the introduction. Give Miss Piggy my love. Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It's Tuesday, March 18th. My apologies for the delay in releasing the show. Life's been a little crazy, but I think we're back on track. How's everyone doing? So many things have happened in the past week. Did y'all catch the eclipse? I sadly slept through it. I guess I only had a total eclipse of the heart. I did see some pictures on Facebook, though. Absolutely beautiful. Hey, speaking of Facebook, you should check out the show's Facebook page or YouTube page. Stick around after the show, and I'll give you the details. You know what else you should check out? Friday Night Live with myself and Michael J. from Rabbit and Red Radio every Friday night. More details on that at the end of the show as well. You know what else? It's time to start the show. Now, let's get to it. Knock, knock. Who's there? The future. And boy, does it look exciting. It's been 4 months since I started Ridiculous Ramblings and my journey to making music into a serious capacity. I was so excited. Yesterday, I had a notification from Spotify that Ridiculous Ramblings has reached 250 streams on their platform. Thank you to everyone who has liked and subscribed, downloaded and streamed. I really appreciate each and every one of you. This has been a wild journey, and I am so thankful for y'all for joining me. Y'all know how to make a girl feel special. Do you have any good news you want to celebrate? Do you want a shout out on the show? Or do you want to give a shout out to someone on the show? Want to leave a comment, topic for discussion, or just a hey girl hey? I've got a few options for you if you do. You can hit me up on Facebook at Ridiculous Ramblings, at www.ridiculousramblings.com, or ridiculousramblings@gmail.com. Also on Fridays, you can get double the ridiculousness by watching Friday Night Live on YouTube with myself and Michael J. from Rabbit and Red Radio. It's definitely worth checking out. Go ahead and go over to YouTube and like and subscribe to either Ridiculous Ramblings or Rabbit and Red Radio. Or if you're feeling really generous, go ahead and like and subscribe to both. I'd love to hear from y'all. I want to connect with you, my loves. I want to support you, celebrate you. I'm here for y'all. What's the difference between a well-dressed man on a unicycle and a poorly dressed man on a bicycle? Attire. I had on an outfit the other day at work and got so many compliments on it. My response, thanks. I got it from the Goodwill. If I haven't mentioned it before, I'm not a fancy gal. I used to be. I never bought anything unless it came from the mall. Now that I'm older and wiser and a mom, I've learned to love a bargain. Man, all the money I spent on Victoria's Secret panties. 5 for $35. What a bargain. There's nothing wrong with buying your clothes at the Goodwill or at the mall. You do what makes you happy and look good. Last weekend, some of Sean's family was in town. Every year, they get together for a St. Patrick's Day celebration where we eat, play games, and just have a fun-filled night. His aunt and uncle always get an Airbnb when they come up, and y'all, this one was a gem. It was wall-to-wall bookshelves. I was in nerd heaven. There was also like this little flower bed thing inside. And hidden in there was Audrey from Little Shop of Horrors. It was too cute. Of course, I had to take a picture and post it, so check the page. Whoever owns this house, they are my kind of people. Books, little hidden treasures all around the house, and quilts. There is nothing better than cuddling up under a quilt for a good night's sleep. Growing up, my mama always had quilts. These were not store-bought either. These were passed down from her family to her. I remember as a kid growing up, when any of the grandkids would spend the night, we always got to use the rose quilt. It was a red quilt with black background and different colored roses on the blocking. It was so soft and warm and just absolutely beautiful with the bright colors of the roses against the black background. And every single one of us fought over who was going to get to use it. Now it rests in her bedroom closet, undisturbed, still smelling like Mama. Man, I wish y'all could have known my Mama. She was a snazzy gal. She always had the cutest outfits and purses. And what a firecracker. She was a sassy Southern woman, and I miss her dearly. There's a Mama on TikTok, Mama Gail, and I absolutely love her videos. She reminds me a lot of my Mama. Tons of grandkids and great-grandkids, and she's always fixing something delicious for them to eat. I need to try her drop biscuit recipe. She uses sweet milk instead of buttermilk, and I'm curious to see if there's a huge taste difference and a difference in texture. Let me back that up a little bit. I know when I said sweet milk, y'all were probably wondering, what is that? It's just regular milk. Southern people have sweet milk and buttermilk. So if you're ever down south and you hear someone reference sweet milk, now you know. Oh, the South, where, oh, honey, and bless your heart, are always a term of endearment. My Aunt Esther was the queen of bless your heart, and oh, honey, she was an absolute hoot. She was my mama's oldest sister, and let me tell you, this woman was something else. Every year, for as long as I can remember, we would go to Tennessee and Alabama over 4th of July for a huge family reunion. And being the good Southern family that we are, we would always go to church while we were there. This is one of my favorite Aunt Esther stories from a family reunion trip. We were at Saturday night service, and my cousin Anthony and I were sitting with Aunt Esther, and it was time for the offering to be taken. The ushers were going around pew to pew with the offering plate and everyone putting in their tithes and offering. And the ushers start making their way to the back where we're sitting with my Aunt Esther. She leans over to me and hands me a $5 bill and says, "When they pass the offering plate down, put this in there and get me $3 back." I stopped and gave her a little chuckle and smiled and said, "What?" She said, "That's the only cash I've got. Reach in there and give me $3 back." I am mortified at this point because there is no way I'm making change out of the offering plate. Meanwhile, the usher is just standing there with this possum-eating grin on his face, clearly amused at my discomfort, but obviously used to my Aunt Esther. Finally, she tells me to toss it in there and looks at the usher and says, "I'll see you after service for the change." To which he nods and goes to the next pew. I believe that's the same year my sister showed her a picture of her boyfriend at the time. And Aunt Esther looked at him and said, "Oh, honey, he'd make a train take a dirt road." See, those old honeys, they're going to get you. Man, there is nothing like an old Southern lady burn. And Aunt Esther, she was full of them. Or maybe a slow burn with bumpin' uglies. Let's get out and support BU. Here are the remaining March tour dates. So get your pen and paper ready, loves. March 19th, which is tomorrow. I hope you all got your tickets. You can catch Bumpin' Uglies in San Antonio, Texas with Josh Heinrichs. March 21st in Houston, Texas with Josh Heinrichs. A lot of Texas tour dates here. March 22nd in Fort Worth, Texas with Josh Heinrichs. There's a theme here. March 24th in Tulsa, Oklahoma with Josh Heinrichs. March 25th with, you guessed it, Josh Heinrichs in Wichita, Kansas. March 26th in Des Moines, Iowa. Josh Heinrichs. March 27th in St. Louis, Missouri with Josh. March 28th in Grand Rapids, Michigan with Josh Heinrichs. And March 29th in Covington, Kentucky. And March 30th in Louisville, Kentucky with, you guessed it, Josh Heinrichs. You can get your tickets at www.bumpinuglysmusic.com. Don't forget to check out Bumpin' Uglies Music on all of your favorite music streaming services. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, if you want to check out Friday Night Live with myself and Michael J., here is your reminder. You can head over to YouTube and like and subscribe to Rabbit in Red Radio or to Ridiculous Ramblings. Or, again, if you're feeling generous, go ahead and subscribe to both. We would love to see y'all there. It's always a good time. It's very random, but very worth the watch. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well. I hope y'all had a great weekend and your week has been even better. Take care, my loves, and I'll see y'all on Friday. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you.